This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. First, there was the Amazon HQ2 buildup. Then there was the Amazon HQ2 announcement. Now, of course, comes the Amazon HQ2 blowback. Worries over rising rents, crowded subways and highways, and big municipal giveaways, to name just a couple. We're going to have to wait to see how all of that plays out. But here is something we know going in. This is a labor story. And one of the big reasons that Amazon went with New York and Northern Virginia is because both have big pools of tech talent. And if that supply runs low, there is a ready resupply in the form of local colleges and universities. Marketplace's Amy Scott has the higher ed implications of Amazon's move.
Virginia Tech was already planning a new innovation campus in Northern Virginia. President Tim Sands says Amazon's arrival will just speed things up. The university and the Commonwealth of Virginia will each invest $250 million initially, and Amazon gets access to a whole new pool of graduates.
They're going to have to recruit, though. These are not people we're delivering to their doorstep. They're going to be in there with everybody else.
Nearby George Mason University is also investing $250 million with the goal of tripling the number of computer science graduates. New York has been working to develop its tech pipeline, too, from Cornell University's new tech campus to established schools like Columbia and NYU. Julie Samuels is executive director of Tech NYC, a coalition of tech companies and investors. She says it's not just about luring companies like Amazon and Google.
Increasingly, every company is a technology company. Financial institutions, media companies, advertising companies.
And what do the schools get in return for producing all this tech talent?
They get jobs for their students, which creates more demand for those seats, which creates more applications, which creates
That's marketing professor
power.
Scott Galloway at NYU.
And also more alumni who go on to be wealthy, who then in turn give money back.
There are risks, too. Uber teamed up with Carnegie Mellon a few years ago to develop driverless cars and ended up driving off with about 50 of its robotics experts. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.